BLP Radio. BLP
Radio. First, can you tell me what's your name, your instrument, and where do you come from?
Okay, my name is Najah. I'm from Lebanon. I play the kanun. It's an Arabic-oriented instrument.
My name is Leo. I'm from around. I'm from Corbeil-Essonne city. And I play xylophone and saxophone and percussions.
My name is Sharad. I come from India, from Delhi, and I'm a singer.
Can you tell us where you were today, if you know the name of the institution? Or if you don't, it's fine. You can maybe just describe like what it was like and the type of audience that you had.
It was something ASPR, but I think it's something like MJSA, if I'm not wrong.
I can try, maybe. It was a place for people with disabilities, with handicaps, that were trying to find a place that helped them to find work, to be reintroduced into society. And it was actually a very authentic place because there was also a elderly house. This is how we say it. So the audience we had was mixed between those people and the elders that lived there. And it was actually very nice.
What tunes did you play and how did you arrange this for a small concert?
Okay, we played three tunes mainly, one from Lebanon, one from France and one from India. We arranged it actually mainly as we will play it in the concert, but we add some small touches to make them interact with us, so that's it.
We had a challenge because the two main instruments we had was kanun and xylophone, which are two very melodic, staccato instruments. So we are trying to find a way to create some harmony, some space for the song. But actually, I think it went pretty well. And like Najah said, we tried to find a way to interact with little melodies that they could repeat, little rhythm they could play with us.
Yeah, I mean, what they said, just we also said before leaving for the concert, I mean, or the interaction, that we'll also keep it spontaneous. So we decided one leader for each song, and if anybody felt that one moment was, people were enjoying more, we just went ahead with it. So I think it was cool to follow also.
What I'm interested in to know is how was it to play in a small trio after playing with 20 musicians for the last week, to all of a sudden play the same tunes in a really reduced format? Like, what was that like?
It's interesting. It's because you're used to hearing such a full sound. It's hard to get used to. And also you have extra responsibilities because if it's just three, somebody needs to do percussion while doing something else, and that was me. Anyway, I mean, it's a good challenge to have. But I think in the end, it was our trio was quite chill. So, you know, we were just going ahead with the flow. It was quite cool.
Yeah, it's strange because you still hear the full melody with the full orchestra in your head. But in fact, the sound was really intimate. We had the chance, I think you realized that the room was really resonating. Like for the xylophone, it's a good thing because every note is like ting, ting. It was a stellar little bit. And so it was a cool moment. But you rediscover sometimes the tunes a bit when you're just shrinking to the purity of the melody and some really small arrangements. It was cool.
Actually, it went very cool. I feel like we did it very well, and even if though we don't have all the thing that we need, we managed to use what we have, the small instrument we borrow, some percussion thing that doesn't maybe feed what we want, but we manage how to use it.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
Did you have a funny or random moment in the smaller concert?
No, of course, the fact that we play a bourré make people laugh a lot. And I wanted to show the pas de bourré, you know, to show them the moves. And they were a bit laughing about it, you know, because they were trying to figure it out. And was like, no, it's really a real dance, you know. So that was a moment we had fun. But also at the end of the concert, so we talked to them like, Do you want to try the instrument? And then everybody rushed to the canoe of of Najar, and she had like 10 people talking to her, like, "Can you play this song? Can you play this song?" And she was handling it pretty well, I guess.
So last question: can you describe this experience in 3 words?
Emotional,
chill. It was chill.
Okay, they said emotional, chill. I will say 2 more. It was fun. Yes. And also, it was satisfying. Bleu LP Radio. Bleu LP.